Welcome to the CDL People vs. Profit podcast. I'm Andrew Dickens, and in this episode, we're hearing from an HR manager about how she's used outplacement support as a key part of working through significant company restructures, even when faced with her own redundancy. Her name is Kirsty Wardle. She is an HR manager, and after 13 years in HR at Sky Television, she's now got a new role at Westpac. And Kirsty, hello.
Good morning.
So, HR, is that about human relationships or human resources?
Well, it's human resources, but nowadays I think it's more commonly known as people and culture. Mm. I think there's been a real shift into moving away from it being kind of seen as a corporate kind of policy, making sure that people follow the rules, and more into how do people feel psychologically? Do they feel safe at work? How do they grow? And how do you then kind of grow your business by making people the heart of it?
So how do you do that?
Through a lot of listening, through trying to understand the business, through trying to make sure that you've got the right people in the right spots, and that they are able to bring themselves to be able to do the best they can, and that they're in the right jobs for them.
Yeah.
Sometimes people aren't.
What comes first, the people or the jobs, if you know what I mean? Do you first of all find a job and then try to find the person that fits the job? Or do you find the person and then find the job that fits the person?
It's a little bit more of a continuum than that, I think. Sometimes you need to identify what the gaps are and find someone who can fill those gaps. Other times you think you know what the gap is and you find someone, and then they grow and they're able to bring different things, and then the job evolves with them. Mm. So both can work out well, and both can have really good opportunities for people.
Are you sort of like a broker between an employer and the employee, in that the employer, the boss comes to you and goes, I need this. You know, find me this, and then you're off and find that person or that skill or whatever. But then you're sort of negotiating between, you know, the person doing the employing and the person being employed.
I love that broker. That's a really great term. Yes, it is sometimes like that. And sometimes managers think they want everything, and you need to kind of talk them back a bit from that and go, well, actually, those that weren't the skills and they weren't the experience you were looking for. You weren't looking for someone with 30 years experience. Actually, were you looking for someone who only has 5? So kind of bring your expectations back. Just because that person can't do everything doesn't mean that somebody else can't do all the things that you needed.
So negotiation is actually the biggest skill. You said before listening, but that is also involves then processing and then negotiating.
I think influencing is a really big one as well, because often when you're in HR, you actually don't have any investment into the outcome. So you're trying to influence people to make sure that they're making good decisions and that they're following the right things to get to a good outcome.
I see. So I see where you're going with this, but you're going the wrong way.
Yes, sometimes.
Is what you're trying to do.
Yes.
Yeah. And I see who you think you're looking for, but you're looking for the wrong person, sort of thing.
Yes, very much.
So that's quite personally dangerous, really, because some people won't take that very well.
It's where, you know, you kind of can build up those relationships and be able to have those honest conversations. And I think if you connect personally with someone, then you're able to have those really open conversations and kind of steer them in a different direction and make sure that you're putting forward why and getting them to understand what the why is.
Mm. It's also very, very important to understand the overall thrust of a company, isn't, or an organization.
Absolutely.
To understand the philosophy of that organization, not just the employers or the individuals that are involved, but the whole thing. So are you involved in sort of determining that culture of a company?
Yes, and I think everyone's involved in determining that culture, but it's very much about going, okay, so what do we want to achieve? Why do we want to achieve that? And then telling that story to people and trying to build the culture around that.
So how involved do you get in determining the culture of a company? Is it you, or do you listen to everybody else and then translate it out in your job?
That's a great question. I think it's much more organic than that. You know, every person who works at a company drives the culture and makes the culture what it is. So it's partly about setting the direction, setting the expectations, and then helping people to achieve to that. Mm. And then the culture grows organically from there.
So it's a lot more subtle than going, oh, we need to have a better culture here.
Yes.
We're buying a table tennis for the cafe room.
Yes, very much. And often people think, oh, we'll just go move somewhere or sit in a different office and that'll completely change our culture. Definitely not.
Do you advocate, you know, external activities for a company? I mean, there's a lot of just we're going to work and we've got our goals, but there's also that whole social aspect as well. How does an HR manager view those sorts of things?
People used to talk about work-life balance. I like to talk about work-life integration, because there is no line between your work and home life. Things can happen during the day while you're at work and you need to deal with them, and things can happen outside of that as well. But if people don't understand what's going on with you, then you haven't really been able to bring your whole self to work. So there is no line between the two.
Now, look, you sound like a really good HR manager, and I think your employers will be very happy to have you working. My question for you is, companies like CDL Insight are used for outsourcing what you do, and I know that you have actually used CDL Insight as well.
Yes.
And outsourced your work to them. So if you're so good, why do you need them?
Look, I can think of a couple of really great times where we've partnered with CDL to deliver the outcomes we needed. One was quite a few years ago. We were closing down our branches and they weren't in Auckland and we were. So we'd worked with these people for a long time. You know, they were friends as well as workmates. And because they were in a remote location, for example, in Dunedin, we weren't able to really spend the time with them. You know, being able to talk on the phone isn't the same as being face-to-face with someone. So what we did was we put in place outplacement support through CDL, and they were able to put someone on the ground who was there and was available. Now, when you think about the branch manager there, they become like the parent, you know, they were a team who had been together for a long time. And as the manager there, they really were the person that everyone turned to, but then they had no one to turn to. And putting in place that outplacement support where they had a one-on-one coach gave them an outlet. And it was something that we couldn't provide from Auckland. And they were able to get that as they needed, when they needed, on the ground. And it made them stronger and it made them able to look at what different opportunities they had.
Yes, it is very difficult if you are actually the HR manager and the organisation that is rationalising your operations, in other words, you know, bye-bye. So that sort of thing, to also, you know, hold their hands, because there will naturally be some antipathy.
Yeah, there's a lot of tension between the two, because you know that you're delivering what the company needs, but it has an impact on someone personally.
Yeah.
So this is about putting in that support for the individual.
And it's great that you put in a third party, which is CDL Insight, which, you know, they don't have skin in the game.
But
the other thing is that this reflects well on you, does it not? In that you've had to deliver some bad news to an employee and then said, and I feel terribly sorry about it, and here is a service to help you get through this process and get to the other side. Is that true?
Very much. And often the bits that people miss is that outplacement isn't just about helping you write CV and how do you look for a job and how do you do interview skills. It's also working through that grief and thinking, actually, the company doesn't want me, or I'm not valuable, or what's wrong with me that I'm in this position? And that's not the case. It's about how does the business need to move forward, and actually that role isn't needed. And so having a counsellor or a coach who can go, actually, it's not about you as a person. Let's work through this. It's about the skills. It's about the role. It's about where the company's at. You as a person are still important and you have a lot to offer.
It's also sometimes you're not saying, sorry, we don't need you. It's almost like you're actually got too many skills for us. You may in fact be too good.
That's a really great way to put it.
Yeah.
Although I think, you know, sometimes people don't see it that way. Mm. But what I've found throughout my career is that people in 6 months' time are usually in a far better place than they were in that role. And often they have been given the push and then the support through the coaching to find something that actually is far better suited to them and they enjoy a lot more.
Okay, Kirsty, so you're an HR manager. Your company's being restructured. There's lots of change going on. You're thinking to yourself, I really need some external help. I really need CDL Insight. How do you go about that decision of getting to that point? And then how do you go about finding the people who will help you in your job?
So the way that it came about for me was a little bit different. So we'd been using CDL and we had really great feedback from people about what they liked about it. And what they liked about it was the individual approach. So when I was asked to have another look at it for, you know, cost purposes, go out and use a different provider because these are the people that are a bit cheaper, what they offered was just CV support and in a group setting. So I looked at it and I went, well, actually, that's not the things that people told us was really important to them. what people told us that was important to them was that individual approach, having someone who cared deeply about them and was able to support them on an individual basis. You can go and you can look up CV skills, you can look at how do you write that better, you can do podcasts or you can do LinkedIn tests, but actually it's having that person who cares about you and wants to help you achieve. That was really the important thing. So when I was challenged to have another look, I said, actually, no, this is the thing that's really important for us. This is what people told us meant something to them.
Yeah, it's holistic. And not just, as you quite rightly say, a CV writing service, which, you know, you could get a computer program to do that. But you haven't quite answered the first part of my question is, you know, you're an HR manager and you're pretty gun at your job, you know, and you're doing the restructure. Then, you know, how do you get to the point where you go, actually, I'm going to need some help to do the very job that I thought I was going to do? In other words, I'm going to outsource my work, you know.
Being in an HR team and going through a change process is really full on. So there are a lot of moving parts. You're trying to make sure that you have all the process in place, that you have the outcomes, that you're dealing with all these kind of moving pieces. And the easiest part to fall over, and that the most important part, is what happens to people once a decision's made. And so being able to get someone who is not part of your company and not invested in the outcome and has the time to do it is really important. And so that was something that really worked well for us, was being able to get someone from CDL and go, hey, this person has been impacted. Here's the contact details, get in touch and know that they're going to be really well looked after and know that if they have any questions, they're going to come back to you. But actually they've got someone who they can call while you can get on and move on with the next thing and look after the people who've stayed.
I was going to say, it also frees your time up. You know, you don't want to be doing all that stuff as well when you're moving forward and dealing with the ones, as you say, left behind, who already slightly dislike you guys anyway.
That's right.
And already a bit worried about whether they're going to be next, etc. So that's your main job as an HR manager. And once those people have been put to one side, that's CDL's job.
Yes, it also helps them separate it a little bit, because they can still be, immediately that the decision's been made, they can be thinking that it's you that's done that to them. So having someone else to be able to talk to and having someone who's not part of that decision can really help an individual to move forward and work through the different feelings and be able to support them.
Do you have any like individual stories of somebody that has been through, you know, outsourced redeployment?
Other than myself?
You've done it.
Yes.
It happened to you. Hold on, you're an HR manager. You don't need professional advice.
That was really interesting. I kind of thought that. My manager at the time put me in touch with the CDL and put me into coaching. I think probably my experience was slightly different in terms of when I have the HR hat on, I'm kind of assessing it from a two-way thing, thinking, oh, what's this like? How is this? Rather than just experiencing it. But I found that the coach I had was excellent. He was able to support me and extend my knowledge as well. So he challenged me by giving me different things to read, different ways to think about things. He pushed me. You know, having someone in your corner who's kind of cheerleading you while you're looking for jobs is really helpful. You know, he set up time to talk with me before my interviews. And then after the interview, he would talk through how the questions went, what I answered, and how I might improve for the next time.
Wow. So just to repeat that, you used to hire CDL to do outsourced work for redeployment for other people, and then you yourself got redeyployed and you ended up using CDL. Yes. It must have been a real eye-opener, as you've already said. Just slightly reticent at the beginning, but as you say, it became a really good experience for
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. I wasn't sure, from having been through all those experiences and having been on the other side, how would it benefit me and what would that look like? But, you know, having been in my job for over 12 years, it had been a long time since I'd looked for a job.
Yeah.
And so, you know, having a bit of refresh and having a challenge, it really, really helped, and I could definitely recommend it.
That must be a very difficult conversation to have. What happens in that conversation? Do sometimes people go no because, you know, do you have to convince them as well to go? Or
so in the last round of change we went through, it was quite a significant change, and lots of New Zealand businesses have been going through that. And we made it an expectation through the change process that we would be recommending that they joined the program and went through coaching. And so we had someone in the HR team who then, as soon as their role was established, would reach out to them and say, hey, I can help you with a CV, or I can help you with some interview stuff, but also we have this program that isn't us delivering it. So it means you can get more one-on-one time. You can actually get something that's tailored for you. And if you're interested, we'll send them your details and let them get in touch with you. And we found that most people took it up. Some people hadn't quite reached that stage where they felt like it would be useful. And some people just wanted to get their CV done and move on. But the people who did take it up, we got excellent feedback from them.
And it's important to realize you still have to find the job. It's CDL's role in this process to actually prepare you so that you can then look for the job and be ready for the job. Is that right?
Very much. And that was, I think, the biggest thing was getting them, or they help you get into the right space. Mm. And so some people are feeling quite negative. And so the coach is able to help turn their mindset around, get them ready to be in a positive frame. Because you don't want to be going for a job interview and feeling negative or feeling like you're not the right person. So they're really there to give you self-confidence, to explore what you can do. A lot of people that we worked with, and I was thinking about a different time, they were some of the lower level people. They kind of had been at the company for a long time and they looked at what they did and they could only see that job.
Yeah.
And so the coach was then able to go, well, actually, yes, but you're very timely, you're very punctual, you have all these other skills, you've got phone answering skills, you've got typing skills, you've used systems, and was able to talk to them about the other skills that they'd gained through it and talk to them about, you know, here's some great opportunities. You don't just need to look at exactly the same thing as you were doing. You can start looking at other jobs that are around. And I think that's something we don't do often enough. You kind of get onto a pathway and you keep going in the same way, but don't really stop and think, is this the thing that I love doing?
Yes. And is the skill transferable? Because you'd be surprised what you can actually do. All you need is a base set and then away you go. So we've talked a lot about outplacement, but what about those guys who actually stay where a company has been, you know, redesigned? A lot of people have left, but there's a few people that stay. And there's a very real concept called survivor guilt. So talk to me about that.
Yeah, it's really hard. And particularly when you have a really long notice period and you have people who stay in the business and aren't able to move on in the way that they want, having them supported and having the people who stay around be able to see actually you've looked after them properly shows that you're invested in people, and it shows them that they're working for a place that is good.
There's a redesigning of a company. Some people go. The ones that stay might actually be angry with the company for getting rid of their friends.
Yes.
And so they need to be shown that the company is doing this for the right reasons and is there to support them.
Yes. And that they've looked after the people who have left. Because as you say, when you work together, you become friends. So you want to make sure that those people are being looked after. And so knowing that they have someone fighting in their corner and that they have someone who's looking out for them can really help the people that stay because they go, oh, actually, you've done the right thing.
The right thing's a very important thing for a company to do and not by the balance sheet.
Yes.
Because it's reputationally good for you, isn't it?
Oh, very much so. But, you know, the New Zealand is so tiny that you have someone who leaves your company. They might be someone you want to employ in another year or 6 months. So you really need to think about how do you leave, what kind of terms do you leave on, and also they might have a partner or a brother or a child who you want to employ. Yeah. So having people think well of your company for the right reasons is really important.
And as you mentioned before, a lot of people actually, you know, get made redundant, think the world's ending. You know, 6 months later, they've got a better job at a bigger company and you don't want them walking around going, those other blokes, they're horrible.
Yeah, New Zealand is just too small to have that kind of brand damage. And it's too small to not treat people fairly and treat people well. So it's really important.
Well, as we've all heard for a year, it's important to be kind. And with that, COVID-19 has meant an awful lot of redeployment. I presume that human resources managers are very busy at the moment.
There is an awful lot of change going on in every single business. And, you know, it's really forefront of people's minds. And I think it will continue happening more because businesses are going to keep growing and keep changing. So I think, you know, we've talked about the gig economy and we talk about people moving jobs. We haven't really reached as much as that we thought we were going to. But now I can see that growing and changing. So there'll be more people changing jobs more often and the security will become less, I think, as well.
Yeah. And there's also a lot of people, here's that other word that we learnt in the last year. There's a lot of people pivoting.
Yes.
And we've heard stories of airline pilots suddenly becoming locomotive pilots. And we've heard stories from people in the tourism industry suddenly actually taking up mid-level management things because they know logistics and workflow. So that is also where somewhere like CDL Insight can come in and actually help people in those sectors, particularly, as we know, hospitality, tourism, pivot.
Oh, definitely. And, you know, when you think about our children or the younger people of today, they think that they're going down one route, and it's usually only because those are the jobs they've heard of or the courses they've heard of. Mm. And it's not until you start working that you realize that there are so many other opportunities, and it's not until you're exposed to them that you see something that you really like doing. So having someone who can talk to you about different opportunities or open up different doors for you is a really great skill to have, and it's a great opportunity.
Well, I've got a couple of young children who are they're not even children, they're men now. Come on, get real. And they are definitely in the gig economy. You know, my youngest, 22 years old, I'd say he has 6 different employers right now, ranging from being a barista to being a film cameraman, you know, to being a caterer and all sorts of jobs. So the younger generation get this already, don't they?
Yes, and they understand that it's about relationships. Mm. So often it's about who can you meet, who can you talk to, and who can help you understand what other opportunities there are, but also help you into those opportunities.
I think possibly the older generation are not taking it quite as well. Would you agree?
I think from some of my friends, they've taken it really well, but they haven't found the opportunities, that people are sometimes more closed-minded about employing someone who is a little bit older or thinks that maybe they have too much experience, whereas actually what they're looking for is a step back and an opportunity to have something a little bit less stressful. But I think even the people that I know who have been impacted by change recently and maybe a little bit older, they totally get that the world's changed. And they just want to have another opportunity to get involved in something.
Yeah, it's a new start and new possibilities. So I've been talking to Kirsty Wardle, who is part of course, CDL Insights People versus Profit. She's remarkable because not only has she employed CDL, but she's also used CDL's services. So where to next for you?
So I have just secured another job and I start tomorrow, and I'm working with Westpac for 6 months.
And you got that job with the help of CDL?
Well, CDL really helped me because my coach was able to prep me for the interview, point me in the right direction, give me the confidence, and be able to then support me with my CV as well.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. I apologise. You got that job because you are indeed awesome and have had a great career, and you also speak very well. And I'd like to thank you for your time today.
Thank you very much, Andrew. I've really enjoyed it.
If you've enjoyed this People versus Profit episode, make sure to give us a 5-star rating and share it with someone else you know who might find it helpful. In our next episode, I'm going to be speaking with career coach Alyssa Bartholomew about her experience and insights in the field of outplacement. So make sure to subscribe to the CDL People versus Profit podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or iHeartRadio. And for more information on how CDL can help with your organization's change management needs, visit cdlinsight.co.nz.